Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
A year ago, talented Cash Turner was a state medalist at 106 pounds. This year at 126, rolling again he is into the Jasper Semi-State Saturday as a regional champ. He went 3-0 Saturday at the South Regional and now an outstanding 29-3. And as his coach Greg Ratliff was telling me,
for Cash, because we weren't sure if he was going to be 120 pounder or not. Like, hey man, when you get to you're starting to get going up a couple weight classes. You're running into grown men. So I think, you know, it took him a little bit to adjust to that. And I think now that he's got settled in, I mean, he's rattled with a bunch in a row. And you can see his confidence growing. He's not looking stressed and he looks comfortable. He seems in a great spot mentally. I think when Cash can stay focused for 6 minutes and the whole 6 minutes of the match, I don't know if there's anybody, you know, that can really put him away. I mean, he's always going to be in a match because of his talent.
Edgewood head wrestling coach Greg Ratliff, who also sent 132-pound Lane Deckard, who's 29-3, to Jasper on Saturday after a second-place battle that he had with South's Cade Meyer for the regional title last Saturday. Meyer really coming on strong for Mike Runyon. On a hot streak, he's moved to 22-3 going to Jasper. Thought for the day, make it your habit not to be critical about the small things. Have a good Tuesday. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on New Sports Talk 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL and anytime at WGCLradio.com. Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Well, COVID-19 still making an impact as we now move through February in Conference Indiana. Columbus North Monday shut down its basketball playing until they host the sectional early March. So that means no Bloomington South hosting Columbus North Friday. We move our broadcast game to Bloomington North, Terre Haute North. North is starting its three-game Conference Indiana season. We still have some scenarios and Panther head man J.R. Holmes, who also doubles as Conference Indiana president, was telling me on Monday.
If they lose someone, you know, like if they lost one of those games and we played them and they beat us, then they would be still 100% if they're 4-0. We're having a meeting next Tuesday to make the final decision, but we don't, you know, I can't take a chance not having a game this weekend because Bloomfield may cancel our game on Saturday. If their girls win the first game of the regional, they're not going to play us Saturday night.
Panther head man J.R. Holmes and president of Conference Indiana. So a lot of moving pieces here. The North-South game, yeah, it's on the back burner, but it's not completely gone just yet. Stay tuned, as they say, in our business. But we will have the Cougars and Terre Haute North at 7:30 here on the airwaves Friday night. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on New Sports Talk 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL and anytime at WGCLradio.com.